Good evening and welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Well, let's get right to it tonight. A public conflict between a state senator and the head of a prominent Lansing PR firm drawing local attention. What exactly is happening here? To try to find out, I'm joined by Kelly Rossman McKinney, the co-founder and chief executive officer of Truscott Rossman, the well-known bipartisan public relations firm here in Lansing. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Well, thanks, Michael. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's a rare thing to see two well-known Lansing figures such as yourself and State Senator Rick Jones having a public spat. It's one that's led you to send a letter to the Senate Majority Leader. So what exactly occurred?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure you know that Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville called me this afternoon and apologized on behalf of the members of his caucus. Senator Jones was not happy with my naming him as what I considered one of the legislative losers of the year and felt compelled to call me out on it, which is fine. I mean, you know, those of us who work in and around the Capitol are kind of used to that. But he used a word that is extremely insensitive and hurtful. He compared me to a hooker, and it was a word that shocked me, and initially I was under the impression that it was something he had just said, but in fact he was deliberative and was premeditated about it because he sent it in an email to MERS, which I'm sure you and your listeners know is a popular kind of a Capitol Insider newsletter. So it's blown up because it's not the first time Senator Jones has made inappropriate comments about women, and he's quite universal about it. It's not a something that's specific to Democratic women. He referred to, I think he accused Joan Fabiano, the head of the Tea Party, as not taking her head meds. He's made derogatory comments about other women, and it's just, you know, it's just not one of those things that's all that seemly for a politician to do.
Now, Senator Jones told MERS that he was surprised that you were offended, saying, quote, she took a shot at me, I took a shot back, and it was meant in humor. How do you respond to that?
I don't find the word hooker humorous unless it's from a stand-up comedian at Connections. It's just, it's a very derogatory term that I've never heard used against a professional woman in our community, and I was stunned that actually my own state senator used it. And there are a lot of other words he could have used, Michael. He could have said, you know, I was a mercenary and I work for whoever pays me. He could have said that, he could have used a lot of words, but that word in particular is derogatory. As one of my Republican female friends said, it is akin to the N-word. And it's just, it's a word that raises the hackles of every woman I know. And it was a word that wasn't used in conversation, but was used in an email unsolicited to MERS. The reporters at MERS were so surprised at its over-the-top content that they felt compelled to print it. And there you go. And now it's a topic for you, and it just shows the power of a simple but inappropriate word.
When it comes to naming him and House Democrats the biggest losers of the year, some may understand why the House Democrats were among the biggest losers in their lack of participation in the legislative process. But why did you pinpoint him with that distinction?
Well, you know, I've watched Senator Jones, and prior to that, Representative Jones, and prior to that, Sheriff Jones. I've been an Eaton County resident for a really, really long time. And Rick is very, very media savvy for the most part and does an extraordinarily good job of cultivating media attention to the point, actually, of at times doing things that appear to be simply driven by the desire to have media coverage as opposed to what is really good media policy or public policy. And it is for that reason that I suggested that, in my opinion, he was one of the losers of the year, that he had really forsaken public policy for instead the drive of a press release. And, you know, frankly, I stand by my words on that. I did not call him, however, a media blank, which is what other people have referred to him as. I did not because, you know, it wasn't appropriate.
I'm talking to Kelly Rossman McKinney, the co-founder and chief executive officer of the Lansing PR firm Truscott Rossman. Now, you said that Randy Richardville contacted you to express his apology, although Steve Linder, a key advisor to Richardville, who is the owner of the political consulting firm Sterling Corp., responded to the situation saying, quote, "Lobbyists calling senators losers. I thought Kelly charged people to learn how to effectively lobby legislators. I'd ask for a refund." How do you respond to Steve's comments?
Well, I was taken aback. I've known Steve a long time, and we are, I think, competitors, and I thought, you know, pretty respectful of each other. He has since called me and expressed his own apologies. He said, "I had a moment, and I acted like a jerk, and what I said was inappropriate and just wrong, and I accepted the apology." You know, we've all had our moments. And, you know, I think Steve, in the heat of the moment, and not at the direction of Senator Richardville, let me make it clear that the two gentlemen, and again, Steve has since apologized, and I've accepted the apology. I think it takes a big person to pick up the phone and call and say, "I'm sorry for what I said." And his apology meant a great deal to me. You know, I specialize in crisis communications, Michael, and one of the things we say is it's actually pretty easy to tap down a situation and move it away from a crisis. And it's a three-step process. Acknowledge that you did something that wasn't appropriate or wrong. Apologize for it, and then make amends. And in Steve Linder's case, he did all three of those very quickly, so I commend him for that.
The letter you sent to Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, what was it that you were, what kind of action were you asking him to take?
I didn't ask him to take specific action other than to address the situation with Senator Jones, that he had made a comment that was really over the top, that I didn't consider it a joke. Again, Senator Richardville called me this afternoon, expressed his apologies. He's been out of town, was unaware of the situation, and is, you know, deeply apologetic. He and I go back a long way. He made it clear to me this is not a reflection of the Senate Republican caucus, which really, I knew that, but the silence following Senator Jones' comment was deafening. So his call went a long way, Michael. It really did.
What kind of professional relationship have you and Senator Jones had over the years?
I would say, for the most part, I thought it was cordial. Now, we certainly have been on opposite sides of the issue, of the issues on occasion. The most prominent one would be that I represented Joel Ferguson and Gary Granger, who built the state police headquarters in downtown Lansing. And Senator Jones, while he was a state rep at the time, was vehemently opposed to that. But, you know, I feel strongly that there are friends and foe in Lansing, and they change from issue to issue. So you have to be really clear that most of our work is not personal. That's why I was so taken aback by the use of this word. And again, I think that's why Steve recognized very quickly that he had stepped over the line and was gracious and courageous enough to pick up the phone and apologize.
Are you looking for an apology directly from Senator Jones?
Well, Michael, it would be nice, but if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. I really don't. I don't know that it will happen, and I accept Senator Richardville's apology on behalf of the caucus and Steve Linder's apology on behalf of himself. And, you know, Rick Jones is Rick Jones. You know, we've agreed to disagree, and I think that's as far as it's going to get.
When you look at the entire situation in terms of public relations, Would you have preferred that the entire exchange not have begun, period, including, you know, listing Senator Jones as one of the year's biggest losers?
No, actually, no. I would continue to list him in that way. I think the only thing that made this an issue was the use of the word hooker. Had that word not been used, he could have referred to me as anything else that was politically correct. You know, he could have referred to me as a mercenary, and I would have been okay with that. But the derogatory term was just so politically incorrect and inappropriate, and frankly, it was indicative of a pattern of inappropriate comments he's made about women recently. And you know, I don't know that he realizes what a strong and inappropriate word it was. I mean, it's just not the kind of thing you bandy about in polite conversation.
Kelly Rossman McKinney, co-founder and chief executive officer of Truscott Rossman, the PR firm right here in Lansing. Kelly, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, Michael, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and you do a great job. Thank you.
Coming up next, State Senator Rick Jones joins me to respond. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. We will be right back.